Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to my English podcast, where we try to help you understand the use of English expressions, phrases, grammar, and most importantly, conversational English, where you can put it together and help you to communicate better and more effectively. So, what do I have for you now? Well, in this particular collocation, we're going to look at three particular verbs that get a little bit confused from time to time, and they are look, see and watch. To look, L-O-O-K, to see, S-E-E, and to watch, W-A-T-C-H. When you look at them, they have some similar meanings, and that's the reason why obviously they get confused, but I'll try and explain to you how we use them and how they are different. Okay, so I think the first and most important thing is probably to check on what there would be the meaning or the definition of each of them. So let's take them one at a time. See. So when we use see, it means that we notice something, or perhaps we become aware of something or someone. Okay, and we obviously do this by the use of our eyes. Yeah, so we see something in the distance. We see something in front of us. We see something on our desk. Yeah, so we notice or become aware of something by using our eyes. So that's the definition of to see. To look, well, that means you physically use your eyes, or you direct your eyes to something in particular or in a particular direction. So we look at something or someone. We look into something. We look over. We look up. Okay, so we're using our eyes. We're directing our eyes in a certain way. Somebody might say, oh, look at that over there. So your eyes immediately go to where they are pointing or where they are directing you. Okay? And then if we use watch, to watch, and the definition of this is really means to look at something or someone for a particular period of time, and we watch with intent, or we are paying attention to whatever is happening. So the easiest thing to say would be to watch television. We, of course, we're using our eyes and we see it and we look at the television, but we are watching the television. We're watching it for the period of the movie. We're watching it for the period of the news, whatever that might be. Okay, so we have focus. All right, so when we have focus, it means we're paying attention for a period of time. That period might be specific, or it might be indefinite. It may be a long period or a short period. It doesn't really matter. It's that we are paying attention to something. Okay? So when we are see something, we notice it. When we look at something, we direct our eyes in a certain way to where something has been brought to our attention. And when we watch something, we look at it for a period of time, or we focus on it for a period of time. So when we are talking about the television, we watch the television. We watch a movie. Okay. When we make eye contact with somebody or something, we look at. Yeah. So we look at the children playing in the playground. We look at the accident on the street. We look in the direction where somebody is pointing. Okay, and then when we see something, well, we notice something. Did you see the ad on the television last night? Did you see the article in that newspaper? Did you see my car keys anywhere? So we notice something or we become aware of something. So there we have then the three verbs: to look, to see, and to watch. Okay, to look, to see, and to watch. Okay, now, as I said, they have similar meanings, but just try and revert back to the definitions that I've given you. And there are some very easy ones and very obvious ones, and sometimes they might be a little bit confusing, but try and work through what you're doing. So you look at something that you have your attention is focused on. You see something, you notice something, and you watch something, you pay attention to it for a period of time. Okay, so that's this particular podcast. And again, thanks for listening. If you want to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. When you get onto that site, look out for the Easy Peasy Club, which is an easy, effective, efficient, and cheap way for you to continue, and your friends, to continue learning the English language. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.